Doug Karsh, Gator out today. It's the Karsh and Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. I got to tell you, tomorrow's one of my favorite days on the sports calendar, and it's because that first night where you got multiple college football games going on. I know it's not a great schedule, but hey, man, it's a schedule. It is indeed a schedule, and you can fire up if you got a multiple TV set up, and I will fire it up. And I think there are three Big Ten teams playing. I'll be streaming the Central game as they play Central Connecticut. You got Howard at Rutgers. You got North Carolina at Minnesota. And you got Eastern Illinois at Illinois. The North Carolina-Minnesota game might be the best game on the slate tomorrow night. I think Nodak State at Colorado could be interesting. You're talking about an FCS team taking on Dion, but a great FCS team. North Dakota State is pretty much in contention each and every year for that lower tier championship. And look, man, last two times they played a high D1, they lost by a field goal to Arizona a couple years back, and they lost to Iowa by two. It's so funny because I was like, when did they play Iowa? I was like, wasn't that a couple years ago? It was 8 years ago, and they lost to them 23-21, I think was the final. Yeah, back in 2016, Iowa 23, North Dakota State 21. What does that have to do with the here and the now? Actually, not much, but North Dakota State is a four-year starter quarterback. Colorado could put up points. I like the over in this game. In fact, it's gone up to 60.5. But I think it's going to be an interesting game, and I'll be in the basement. It'll feel like a new, breaking in a new year, and get some Miller's Lights and my notes in front of me, and let's go. In the meantime, we got a Tiger topic. They did win again last night, and so however you felt about him yesterday, when we asked what is your state of mind as it pertains to this Tiger team right here, right now. And some of you were like, I'm all in. I'm scoreboard watching. Others are like, hey, this is just fun. And some are like, whatever, dude. Got it. But whatever you felt yesterday, you should feel one game better. In fact, one team better. Because with the Tigers win over the Angels, with the Braves win over the Twins, and with the Rays win over the Mariners, Detroit reeled in another team that was in front of them. They're now 5.5 back, same as Seattle. God, if you ever told me at any point the way this season was going that the Tigers would catch Seattle, I would have said you're crazy. The Tigers bottomed out at 8 games under 500. What was Seattle's peak? I mean, Seattle was a first-place team for much of this year. They got 11 games over, and the Tigers have caught them. That's pretty crazy. So the Minnesota thing is good because that means Detroit's now 5.5 games out of the last wild card. On paper, simply put, this shouldn't be happening. The Tigers are just depleted with in terms of starting pitching. Every other game is undecided. Every other game is a guy that's not supposed to be here. And certainly not supposed to be starting. And last night it was Brant Herder. For some reason I kept wanting to call Brian. Is there a Brian Herder out there? Some sport somewhere. So Brant Herder gets the call last night and gets a job done. 5 innings pitched for them. 5 innings pitched. I don't know what AJ was hoping to get out of Herder. And AJ's on the morning show tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. But they use a long ball with 3 home runs, scored 6 runs. Riley Green had a bomb. Kerry Carpenter had a bomb. Jake Rogers had a bomb. Pitching staff got it done. Herder gave up 2. And then Hanafy Miller and Foley, as expected, gave him 4 shutout innings. So our question today is very simple. And we've got a bunch of people that have answered this and voted on our Twitter page, at DunGator971. In your opinion, vote for one or the other. The Detroit Tigers are in the playoff race. The Detroit Tigers are not in the playoff race. So how are you processing what they're doing? Because, I mean, ultimately, this is a massive measurement of success. Are you in the playoff race? Are you in the playoff race? Now, look, I tend to skew positive, I think. I tend to skew how could it work out? I tend to be optimistic and hopeful, I think, about most topics. Gator, who's out today, does too. So when I'm watching this stuff, I'm like, could this work out? Because on paper, there's no way in hell this works out. You got a whole bunch of guys that are making major league debuts in recent weeks, and they've won 12 out of 15. They've won 8 of the last 10. They don't have enough starting pitching. But 5.5 out, we got a tweet last night. They are definitely OTG. They are on the graphic. And that means that somebody somewhere, was this the Bally's broadcast? It might have been, no. Who is this? This is the Cleveland-Kansas City game. My apologies. Thank you, Donnie Smith 34 on Twitter.
Way to go, Donnie.
Donnie comes through for us. He's got Cleveland-Kansas City on, and they've got...
That's right.
Yeah. Who didn't?
Yeah.
As one does.
Mm-hmm.
And the AL wildcard standings come up. And it's got the three teams that are in. Baltimore is 3.5 games up on Minnesota. Kansas City's 1.5 up on Minnesota. And Minnesota is holding on to the last wildcard spot. And then the graphic states Boston, 5 games back. Seattle, 5.5 games back. Detroit, 6.5 games back. That's the graphic.
That's out of town OTG, my friend.
Oh, you're not just...
Yeah, right?
This isn't home broadcast OTG.
No.
This is out-of-town OTG.
Out-of-town OTG is something different. That's they're not trying. They don't care about the Detroit crowd, fan, audience.
Hey, let's appease the home. No.
No. That's what's something here. Bally Sports Detroit here. I get that, okay?
Yep.
No. On the graphic out-of-town, is this real? And so when you ask the question, are they in a playoff race? I say, are they in a playoff race? That's my answer.
That is the greatest non-answer ever.
Are they? I mean, honestly, if the Tigers were somehow win the wild card, this would be about as likely as Malachi Flynn scoring 50 points. Like,
right.
Completely out of the blue. Like, what? Yeah. What? Is this real?
Great comparison.
Seriously, I can't even... This wasn't on anyone's radar at all. At all.
No.
Their pitchers to be determined every day almost. And am I to the point, Doug, where we're going to be like, is Casey Mize going to be here for a playoff run?
Yeah, they got to get him healthy.
Yes.
I mean, the morning show's brought it up the last two mornings. Like, if you're going to embrace this, do you say F it and call up Jackson Jobe to get him on the playoff roster? And my answer is... Malachi Flynn scored 50 points for the Pistons in an NBA game. We should lean into the MJM part of this. The maybe, just maybe. Are you kidding me? Out of town graphic has the Tigers in the wild card hunt. I think I'm going to do something tonight just for S's and G's. I'm going to flip on MLB Network during all their pregame coverage and see if they bring up the Tigers. If we're starting to get mention on MLB Network. And the late, great Jamie Samuelson used to make this great comparison about high-pitched voices. When something's happening that you really don't believe in, you find it hard to believe, in fact, where you go high-pitched voice and ask a question. You know, this Tiger team. I guess that's not really a question, but there's a question mark at the end of that statement. high-pitched voice. You know this Tiger team? You know these Tigers? You know, it's open-ended. That's dot, dot, dot. You don't have to say anything after that. They didn't want to sign veterans because they didn't want to block the youth. The youth shows up, and it's got to scream it. Why didn't you call the youth up earlier? I'm not mad at them. They brought the youth up, and the youth are playing. This is so much better than doing it with Mark Canha and Gino Urshela. With all respect due to those guys. They're doing it with Cole Keith and Trey Sweeney. Ryan Kreidler's back up. They're doing it with Chase Young and Dylan Dingler. Torque is returned. Parker Meadows is a completely different dude. And probably one of the most encouraging developments. And if the only thing that comes out of this is they create excitement for next year, that's a win. The next thing is they create excitement and make the team get a little bit more aggressive to fill in the gaps to make sure a year from now they're competing. That's awesome. In fact, that's probably the most realistic thing we can ask for. And yet, are they in a playoff race? People have voted. We'll tell you what the results are, and we want your phone calls. In your opinion, are the Tigers in a playoff race? They caught Seattle last night, 5.5 behind Minnesota, the last wild card spot. They're on an out-of-town graphic, and they have the third easiest schedule in baseball the rest of the way, which I always find great when people dismiss what happened in Chicago. Yeah, they're a bad team. And you know who's playing bad teams the rest of the way? The Tigers are. 248-539-9797. We'll talk to the fans, and we'll tell you where the voting's at. It's interesting, and it's close. We'll get to that at 1232 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.